Welcome to 401 Mania's Exploding Barrel Podcast for February 18th, the week of February 18th, I should say, 2008.
Very good.
Yep. Welcome to the show. This is Mike, and with me is my brother, Adj Guy.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about video games this week for a change.
Mixing it up a bit, yeah. I see.
Okay. We're going to start with the news. We got NPD numbers. That'll be very exciting. What do you give me the wait signal for?
I forgot to pull up the NPD numbers. Keep talking.
That's
I'll get
fantastic.
Them.
All right. So we're going to talk about the NPD numbers first, hopefully. Then we're going to do the best ever. We're going to go on to our week in gaming, talk about the games we played. Then we're going to talk about the downloadable game releases, then the weekly game releases. And then we're going to do the 4-1, 4-1. That'll be it. Have you even seen these NPD numbers yet?
Nope.
That's fantastic.
I know.
Okay, well, let me talk you through them.
Well, let's say that for the end of news.
Why say that for the end? Everyone wants to hear
it. Okay, NPD's away.
All right. Well, first place was the Wii with 274,000. Then the PlayStation 3 with 269,000. Then it was, the PlayStation 2, 264,000. And then PSP and 360. Well, wait.
The DS.
No, DS, 251. Then PS3. Okay, here, look. Wii was number one, PS3 was number two, and 360 is in last place.
Yeah, but I heard but
the numbers are all pretty close.
Yeah, this isn't like a wide margin like people were making it sound.
Well, it's like 39,000 between 360 and PS3.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that it's the first time the PS3 beat the 360 at all.
Okay, that's true. I'll give them
and
that. But, you know, it's like, let us refer back to last month when there was almost 500,000 more 360s sold than PS3s.
December. But, yeah. And, you know, Microsoft already did their whole, there were shortages thing.
And there are, actually. I mean, I'll buy that because I go to Best Buy and I never see a 360 there.
Okay. You went to one Best Buy.
No, I've actually been to several. I've been to actually four Best Buys in the last 2 weeks.
That's not enough of a sample. I mean, you can't just say,
And in Pittsburgh. I don't, I'm just saying. I haven't seen them
around. I haven't seen them around either, but I only go to one Best Buy.
Okay.
Plausible. I mean, we have shortages, too. They can still sell that many.
Wow, it's amazing, really, to see the drop-off from December to January across the board.
That's what happens. I mean, not very many people are buying systems in January.
Software's doing okay, though.
Software's interesting, because Call of Duty 4 for the 360... I mean, first off, there's only one PS3 game on this top 10, and it's Call of Duty 4. But the PS3 360 version is number one. Number two is Wii Play Wii Remote. Okay, are you still going to give me this whole, people just want the remote thing? We're crying out freaking loud.
I still say
298, and it's
the attraction of that is that it comes with another remote, and everybody's going to buy another remote anyway. Why would you not get the one that's $10 more of the game?
Would a Wii Remote bundled with Endless Ocean sell as well?
Probably.
That is the most ridiculous thing you've ever said.
If
that
it
is
was
retarded.
$50 for a Wii Remote and Endless Ocean, and Wii Play did not exist, that would sell.
No one would care.
It would be in that exact same
spot.
Then
tell me why in Japan, Wii Sports, which doesn't have a remote with it, is still a top-selling game. Explain
because
that one to me.
That's a good game. Wii Play is not a good game.
Wii Play is very similar to Wii Sports.
No, it's not.
It got reviewed pretty much the same.
It's not as
good. Oh, please. You're just retarded. You have no idea what you're talking about. Guitar Hero 3 for Wii is next. Rock Band
Suckers.
Actually outsold Guitar Hero 3 on the 360.
Yeah, that's crazy.
By
much, though.
You know, but so many people have Guitar Hero 3 at this point.
Yeah.
But then, you know, usual suspects. Burnout Paradise debuted pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh spot. And, you know, that's that.
Mario and Sonic and the Olympic Games is on there, too. For the DS.
Anything else you want to say about the NPDs?
Software-wise, no big surprises. I guess, good for Sony. They finally outsold the 360.
I just hate you so much.
I know. Sorry, I hate you, too. Quit stepping on stuff. All right, let's go to the rest of the news.
Okay.
We may all now shed a tear officially for the Marvel MMO. It is, for reals, dead. MTV Multiplayer did an interview with Microsoft head honcho guy Shane Kim, and he said, "I'll confirm Marvel and we have agreed to end development on the MMO. It was an amicable decision. It's just something that we felt that for us and for them, it would be better if we ended development, which is disappointing because that had a lot of promise. But sometimes you have to make these decisions.
Did they say why they ended development?
Basically, what they try to say is they started this game, and then World of Warcraft got big, and they basically feel like they couldn't compete, especially with the same model of pay $15 a month and play this game. And it was too late to implement a new model to it.
Seemed to me like they started it after World of Warcraft.
Well, I mean, we don't know when they started it.
Okay.
But it's Microsoft has a pretty crappy track record with MMOs, if you look. They have this got canceled, that Mythica got canceled, Ashran's Call 2 died, they canceled True Fantasy Live Online. Yeah. They can't really get one going, it seems. Mm. Ashran's Call is still going, I guess. That's something.
Their first one.
On something that will never stop, Madden has extended their exclusivity deal with the NFL to 2012, which would be Madden 2013.
Well, there you go.
So
Madden games.
At least last year's Madden was good, and in light of the shakeups we had, well, maybe it'll continue to get better. This, I don't know, like, I'd be excited if I had a better computer, but Mass Effect is coming to the PC. It's got going to have optimized controls for the PC that are fully customizable, so you can make them to whatever you want. The high-resolution visuals, run-and-gun control, where you could now assign your biotic powers to hotkeys if you want, which is kind of neat. They're changing the decryption mini-game, and they're improving the GUI for the inventory, so it's not, like, awful.
What are they changing the decryption mini-game to? I mean, it's just, like, 1, 2, 3, 4 now instead of... The ABXY.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they'll do something
down,
like
left, right.
mouse gestures or something.
It'll still be too easy.
So I hope you weren't one of those people who bought Guitar Hero 3, or at least I don't know if the ones in retail have the fixed audio.
For the Wii.
Because people have started getting their order fulfillment things for the disc swapping that Activision promised, but you have to send the game to them, and it takes 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. So it's like a month you don't get to play the game. I don't know.
I bet a lot of people aren't going to bother.
Yeah, I don't know why they couldn't just do like what EA does with Rockman, where they send you the good thing and they keep your credit card, and if you don't send back the old one within a certain time, then they charge you. Yeah. Oh, well. This is cool. I don't know. Did you ever play Command & Conquer Red Alert?
I have never played a Command & Conquer ever.
Okay, well, CNC3 Red Alert has been confirmed for the PC, PS3, and Xbox 360. This is the one where it's kind of like alternate history where... time travel exists, and the Soviet Union's not dead, and all this crazy technology's around. Albert Einstein, I believe, was an important character in the first Red Alert.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes, but we don't really know much about it, except that it's going to have a co-op story campaign, which is the first for the series, and you can get access to the PC beta if you purchase the upcoming Command & Conquer 3 expansion pack, Kane's Wrath, later this year on the PC. What do you think of this? EA and Pandemic are making a new Lord of the Rings game. Pandemic being the guys who made, like, Star Wars Battlefront and Mercenaries.
Whatever, I mean...
I just wonder what kind of game they're going to make, you know?
I bet they'll not make a game like Mercenaries, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's like, oh, the guys made Mercenaries, now they're going to make a Mercenaries kind of game. Probably not.
Yeah.
It'll probably not be a very fantastic game.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Pandemic's made good games. They have a good track record.
Well, they make like 8s and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not that excited yet. Mm. Let's see something.
I know. This is awesome. I think this is cool.
I bet this isn't that awesome.
If you have a GeForce 8000 series graphics card, you basically will be soon getting an upgrade that turns it also into one of those physics cards. Did you hear about this?
No.
Well, NVIDIA bought Agia, who's the people who made the physics cards. And they're able to use the CUDA device in the 8000 cards, which stands for Computer Unified Device Architecture. Basically, it's like something that allows developers to write software to run off the GPU instead of your computer CPU, and NVIDIA is just porting the physics like processing calls to run off the GeForce GPU.
Wow, why are you excited? This
I don't
is
know.
Stupid.
I think it's just cool. You're basically getting the equivalent of like a $200 upgrade for free.
Okay, whatever.
That's nice.
Say so. If you play PC games...
I do. I have to.
Why do you have to? Oh, no, your 360 was stolen.
Yeah.
Stolen. You have a PS2. You have a Wii. You have good games for both of those systems you haven't even played yet.
I know. I'm playing them. I'll get to that. Guitar Hero Aerosmith confirmed. with the release of Dream On as free DLC for the PS3 and 360 versions. Was it on the PS3, actually? Now that I think about it, I think so.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was. The download will no longer be free as of Monday night, so if you're listening to this and it's Monday, go download it. It's a good song. And, Guitar Hero Aerosmith will replicate the career of Aerosmith from playing clubs to being the huge rock sensation that they are.
Will recreate the career of Aerosmith. Like, aren't all these the same? And then you have to start small and then get bigger. Oh my god.
You're basically playing Guitar Hero with an Aerosmith skin.
Right.
With the same creepy graphics and everything.
Yeah, we'll see how well it does.
Yeah.
You never how well did Rock the 80s do or whatever? You never really hear that much about it.
Well, everyone said the track list song was pretty crappy.
Now, Harmonix made that, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, they did. I think they did. They did.
Maybe they intentionally made it bad.
Oh, shut up. I hate hearing that.
And last and least, Blu-ray has won. Ding, ding, ding. Japanese public broadcaster NHK has reported, and this is comes from Reuters, reported that Toshiba would suffer losses in the tens of billions of yen, or hundreds of millions of dollars, as it scrapped production of HD DVD players and recorders and took other steps to exit the business.
Well,
that's that.
Yeah, that sucks for them. Mm-hmm. Good for all of us PS3 owners, I guess.
Yeah.
Really bad for you guys who bought those HD DVD add-ons for the 360. I mean, it doesn't do anything but play HD DVD movies.
Or DVDs. And upscales them.
Oh, wow. The 360 plays DVDs.
Yeah, that's an upscale.
Oh, man, you're right. Upscaling capabilities for $180. Fantastic.
They're actually $120 now. They dropped the price on those.
Well, I would hope so.
That's the news.
Okay. Fantastic week. Well, for the best ever, I got an email from David Redke, a fan of the show. He's written to me before from my wrestling column, too, actually. He emailed us to correct us about something we said last week what were we talking
about? Marvel Ultimate Alliance, who made it.
Yeah, he told me that Activision was the publisher and Raven Software was
the developer.
Okay. Then I thanked him. Then he responded back and he wrote to me a little bit, but at the end he told me kind of how he got into gaming, which I don't know. You want to paraphrase for us, or should we? Is that an invasion of his privacy? I don't know if he really wanted me to tell everyone this.
He liked console games and played Mario.
Okay. But you make him... Now you're making it sound like, oh, his story sucks.
No, it doesn't.
It's personal.
Yeah, it's nice stuff.
You're a jerk. Okay, but he asked us how we got into gamings.
Yes.
Gamings? How we got into the gamings. And, I don't know, it's kind of a best ever.
Yeah, so in lieu of a... Well, this is sort of the best ever, but...
This is a replacement this week for the best ever. Let's say that.
Yes.
So, but there's not really a best ever this week. How we got into games. Okay. Well...
I don't remember when exactly. I guess it was 87.
Okay, you don't have to give us dates. When we were very young.
Our dad came home one day with a Nintendo.
I don't even remember.
You remember? No, that's why I don't remember. That's the point I was trying to get to. Well, I do.
I was a year old at that point.
It was the Nintendo that came with, like... The one cartridge that had Mario, Duck Hunt, and Track and Field on it, and it came with the Nintendo Zapper, and the pad. And they also bought Ghostbusters and Mickey Mouse Capades.
You remember what games they bought?
Yep. It took over an hour to hook it up, because we had no idea what we were doing. And once we had it going, I, for the first time, played Mario. And it was awesome.
They bought us Ghostbusters, man.
That game made no sense to me as a kid, but hey, I liked Ghostbusters at the time, so I enjoyed it. And I also like Mickey Mouse, so I enjoyed that. I remember playing Duck Hunt with the gun right up to the screen and playing Track and Field by kneeling in front of the pad and hitting it with my hands, and I always got false starts and never knew why.
Yeah, I just remember watching you play games for a long time.
You did. In fact, you would like... incessantly bothered me to go play games when I didn't really want to.
Oh, that's great. But, I mean, I remember watching you play, more than anything, the early Mega Man games.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I started playing them myself. I think those really were the first games I started playing. Were, like, obviously Mario and stuff.
Right.
It was Mario and Mega Man at first. I loved watching you play Mega Man. I remember when you would beat Mega Man, like, 4 or something. The Capcom would come up.
And then Mega Man jumped up, and then you go, Capcom.
I don't think I said it right, though.
No, you went Capcom.
I said Capcom.
But you said Capcom.
Capcom. but like a 2-year-old's voice.
Right.
And I mean, at that, was he?
You remember the Capcom Club?
No.
Our friend Jonathan, you remember he came over, we got that broomstick. We took like a Capcom ad from a copy of Nintendo Power, made that the flag, stuck it in the couch, and we had the Capcom Club.
I do kind of remember that.
Because he and I would always play through Mega Man games and you'd watch.
We didn't like any other Capcom games, though.
No.
We never got into Ghouls and Ghosts or anything.
No, just Mega Man.
We loved Mega Man. I mean, what? I mean, I liked Bubble Bobble a lot on the NES.
Yeah,
also.
Well, that's eventually our grandmother bought an NES to keep at her house. So we played a lot of Arkanoid, Bubble Bobble. She also had just the Mario Duck Hunt combo that came with the Zapper. And there was another game I remember playing there a lot.
That's Arkanoid?
Yeah. Well, oh, remember we found the copy of Vegas Dreams in the basement. I don't know where it came from, but like we found it and we played a lot of that.
Yeah, but we played that at home, not at
Yeah, that's well, we found it. We took that back and forth.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't remember playing it at grandma's, but that's besides the point. So anyways, basically, we were NES generation. We were not Atari at all.
No.
And but shortly after that, I do remember getting our Super Nintendo. I don't remember getting the Genesis.
The Genesis.
I imagine we got the Genesis first.
Yeah, we did, and I can't remember getting it either. But I know
I remember it being new.
Yeah, I still have the copy of Sonic the Hedgehog that says not for resale on it.
Right, because it came with the system.
Yeah,
I still remember the Genesis being new. I remember going to stores and seeing like the Genesis displays. But no, the Super Nintendo we bought at Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm. It was your birthday. You got to pick something you wanted, so you grabbed that, right?
Oh yeah.
See, I remember all this.
Oh, well, see, I was a lot younger than you. That's cool. I made a good choice there.
You did. You made an excellent choice.
That came with freaking Mario World,
which was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, big Super Nintendo games we played that. Oh, Joe and Mac, I played a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we played some Zelda. But, I mean, you know, we played simpler games back then.
I feel like I should also talk about the genesis of my PC gaming. Because remember, I had that old computer that was like a 386. We got the CD-ROM drive add-on for it. I don't know how old you were for this, because I remember installing
I remember installing your hard drive.
And that came with King's Quest VI.
Yeah, King's Quest VI and some Jurassic Park game that never worked.
Yeah, but the King's Quest VI worked and had full voice acting. And again, I had no idea what I was doing. I just played through that village like 8 times. It was awesome. And then remember there was that Gateway Country store next to Panera Bread.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I'd ever seen anything running on 3D acceleration.
That's the first time I saw like Quake 2.
Quake 2 running on a Voodoo 2. And then I got a Voodoo 2 for Christmas that year with Quake 2 and was like shocked at how good it looked, because it blew anything else you ever saw away.
Right. I mean, I didn't get into PC gaming until around Half-Life.
Right.
And Team Fortress and all that. But, I mean, it just got to the point where all of a sudden we made a point to get every system. I mean, I think we were kind of perceived as snobby kids in the neighborhood because of that.
Yeah.
Everyone else was like, everyone else had a Super Nintendo or a Genesis, and we had both.
So, like I like to say, we had all the video games, but, like, then, like, kids were coming down the street, and they're, like, $500 mountain bikes, and,
yeah,
like, their fancy baseball glove that costs them $200, wearing their, like, $75 jersey and their $100, like, Michael Jordan shoes, and they're sitting there wearing all that, like, how do you afford all this stuff? And I'm like,
yeah, I know.
I don't know. I don't wear that. I wear old T-shirts and jeans.
But, I mean, we got everything. I remember getting our Saturn.
That's a funny story. Do you remember that story?
Because
we were
only just aware of like the gaming press. So like we knew what the release date was supposed to be for the Saturn.
Yeah, and then they jumped it on us. Remember the infamous E3?
They jumped it on us. And by us, I mean not us, because we, you know, didn't know what an E3 was at that point.
Yeah.
But we walked into Toys R Us, and we saw it there.
E3 that year, it was supposed to come out September, and in May, they're like, Sega's having their press conference. They're like, oh, by the way, the Saturn came out today. So we were just like in a Toys R Us where they used to have that really cool glass display with all the hardware. We looked up, and we were like, Sega Saturn? What? And my dad's sitting there, and as I recall, he really had to take a crap. And really didn't feel like arguing about it and just really wanted to go home. He's like, oh, God, fine. Okay, let's get it. Let's go. Come on. And we were like, oh. Like, we really weren't asking for it. We're just like, it's out. Oh, my God.
Oh, we wanted it. We were going to
ask for it. I mean, I'm sure we did, but I don't remember straight up, like, saying, like, we have to get this. We have to get this. He was just like, let's get it. Let's go. Hurry up. I got to go home. And
we got that. We got. What do we get with that?
Well, it came with Virtue Fighter.
Yeah, I think we just had Virtual Fighter.
We probably got like
Daytona. We went back for Panzer Dragoon and
Daytona
and Clockwork Knight.
Yeah,
pretty shortly afterwards. But I mean, before that, we had Sega CD and 32X. I mean, we had all the systems. Mm-hmm. We had a Nomad, Sega Nomad.
Yeah,
you could only
Nomad.
Buy at Toys R Us. But I mean, you know, from there we've been keeping up with it. We were Sega fanboys at first, honestly. Actually,
yes, hardcore.
Which is strange.
Well, because Sonic was awesome.
Yeah, we liked Sonic. I mean, we were, you know, incredibly hypocrites.
Why?
Because we still had Nintendo games. We played all.
Oh,
of them.
I mean, and to this day, I mean, we're pretty much platforming. Like,
we are.
Get pissy when like a game's like better on the Xbox. Like, well, I have an Xbox, so I could get it on the Xbox. And
yeah, but we had this image that we were Sega fans.
Yeah,
and then it died after Dreamcast. Then we became more partial.
Mm-hmm.
Impartial, I mean. But that's about the history, the brief history, and I hope everyone had fun with that.
Revealing.
Yes, I know. All right, let's talk about our week in gaming.
More recent history.
I want to talk about it. I've been playing Persona 3.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Persona 3 is fantastic. It's like this crazy. It's an RPG, and it's, you know, it's the one I'm sure you heard about where you shoot yourself in the head to summon monsters.
Which is just weird looking to watch.
It's, yeah, you get used to it,
I guess.
But, you know, like, you spend a lot of the time, like, going to school, building relationships, going to clubs. Because, and it factors into the gameplay, because you don't just, like, get a persona when you level up. You have to find them, and you can, like, you don't breed them. You, like, cross them. You make personas.
Right.
So it's kind of a Pokemon. Yeah, I don't want to really say it like that, but kind of. Like, you know, collect them all. Like,
right.
Get them all. But personas are of different arcanas, and each arcana is, like, a part of, like, a different, like, tarot card thing, like Four or the Emperor or Death. And the way, like, your powers increase in that is you create social links.
Okay.
Like, I have a friend, and every time I do something, if I do enough stuff with this friend, then my Fool Arcana will go up, for instance, and then I get more experience when I level up a persona of the Fool Arcana. And, I mean, there's a lot.
Sounds pretty complicated.
Yeah. This is just, like, one of the things. I mean, then, you know, there's so many different arcanas, and there's so many different ways you make social links. I mean, one of them is you go on your computer and you play an MMORPG and you just talk to this girl who's, like, talking in lead speak the whole time, and, you know, that's a social link that you increase. You meet a little girl alone at the playground, you play with her, you increase a social link. It's all over the place. But, yeah, and then every night you have the option of going to Tartarus, which is really the game's only dungeon. There are times, there are scripted events, like usually the full moons, mm-hmm. something happens, you're in a subway or something. But the only real dungeon is Tartarus, and you're working your way up this one big dungeon. And, like, every, like, five or so floors, it'll be a boss, and then you can save your progress there, and you can jump back to that floor. But you're really just kind of working your way up this one dungeon.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Diablo 1.
In that kind of, yeah. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I feel uncomfortable with that comparison for some reason, but a little. But, I mean, it's cool because the combat, it's, you know, it's like traditional in that you're picking your, you know, if you want to fight, use magic or whatever, you can change your personas because your personas have all the magic skills.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't directly control your other party members, up to which there are three of them. And, you know, usually their AI is good. They'll do what you want them to do. You can give them commands, though, not direct commands, but you can give them, like, you know,
you're
defense,
the healer.
You know, heal, conserve SP, which is basically MP.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Stuff like that. And the real interesting thing is, like a lot of RPGs, there are elemental weaknesses. And if you take advantage of a weakness, you get an extra turn.
Cool.
So you can, like, you know, go through a whole fight, you know, in theory and not lose. But, I mean, the way it works is if you exploit a weakness on enemy, they'll get knocked down if you don't kill them. And if you knock down all the enemies, you can do an all-out attack. Which is, like, you know, everyone joins in.
Like
it does
the cartoon.
A lot of
is that the
yeah.
cartoon dust like bowl
like,
farting thing? I love
yeah, exactly. But, you know, so the combat system, it's a lot of fun. Bosses have been real tough at this point. You know, it's very challenging, good game. I think it sounds like it's going to be a long game at this mm-hmm. point. I also love how Japanese it is, and it completely embraces being Japanese.
Because
it
isn't, like, from what I understood from the other Persona games, is, like, while they do take place in Japan, they try to, in the translation, make it like it's America by changing names and
like,
locations and
I
things
can't
like that.
I can't speak for this, but other games do that. Like, Phoenix Wright, for instance, does that.
Yeah.
Or, like, they're clearly this is, you know, this game's taking place in Japan. I mean, everyone's dressed in traditional Japanese clothing and everything
right.
like that. But they're still like, oh, yeah, we're in L.A.
Right.
Trust us. But no, this game is very much, you know, I mean, the names are still very Japanese, like right, Genpai.
I was flipping through the instruction manual and I couldn't pronounce any of them.
But I am having a lot of fun with this game and I really look forward to playing more.
Cool.
That's about all I've been playing this week. Okay. I mean, I started up Metroid Zero Mission again for fun.
Fun.
But, you know, it's you know, another Super Metroid-esque 2E Metroid game. Speaking of which, whatever happened to Metroid Dread? I thought that was... That should have been sweet. Why don't they make that?
I don't know.
Oh, we're not making it. They should.
They apparently think they're making enough money.
I guess so. All right, you go ahead. I got a bunch of stuff, actually.
Yeah. So first I played the recently released Patapon demo for the PSP. Yeah. And that game is going to be awesome. Comes out on the 28th, I believe.
What exactly is Patapon now?
Okay, it's weird. It's from the guys who made Loco Roco, so it sports a similar art style.
Right.
And you're basically like this god... who's like this war god for these dudes called the Patapons. And you play the drums to tell them what to do. So when you start...
Is the drums like L and R, I take it?
No, it's a square and circle to start. So every time you hit square, it goes pata. And every time you hit circle, it goes pon. So the beat for the music is constantly going. And you issue orders by drumming out four beats. And then they respond and act. And then you keep going back and forth. So if you want them to keep forward marching, you have to keep going, pada, 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 pon. And they respond, pada, 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 pon. And then you keep going. And that's how you keep progressing forward.
And then I want to find my PSP. I want you to download this demo.
It's awesome.
Now.
To do an attack, you have to go, pon, pon, pada, pon. And then as long as you keep that rhythm going back and forth with them,
Wait, I had no idea this game was like this.
It's hilarious. And the whole, like... Yeah, I mean, you need to keep the rhythm going because if you screw up, you break your combo. So you're sitting there, like, bobbing back and forth, and you have to be constantly doing stuff. Then eventually you got where the triangle was at Chaka. So Chaka Chaka Patapon made your front men defend.
Wait, this sounds fantastic.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
This sounds absolutely great.
It's great. The art style and the graphics are incredible. The gameplay is fun and engrossing.
Chaka Chaka.
And, like... You know, you find items when you're out in the field. You outfit your guys. You form your formations before each mission. You can make your units. And if you get like better items, you can make these uber strong units. And the cool thing is, too, if you beat the demo, it keeps your save file. And you get this exclusive weapon called the Spear of Protection that you can then use. You can just pick up where you left off in the demo in the full game with this exclusive
That's
item.
Cool. Now, when's this game come out?
February 28th, and it's only $20.
$20.
Uh-huh.
Well, I probably might have to pick that up.
Yeah, it's...
That's very sweet.
Phenomenal. You can download the demo either off the PS3 or via the PS Store that's on the PC version of it. It's a little convoluted, but it works.
All right. Well, what else have you been playing?
I also played some Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition, finally. I'm trying to...
Like more?
I played it last week, and I didn't talk about it a ton. I'm stuck because I beat the cave troll boss, and I'm... completely out of ammo. And, like, these, like, demon wolves are attacking me now. And I have, like, nothing to kill them
with. Because you spent all your ammo on the troll. You didn't use the quick time event thing to kill it.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I wish I did now. So I got to try to figure something out there. But it's a good game. Not going to lie.
Very good. I mean, this one gets praises enough. Yeah.
Also, this is, like, I called you last night, like, 2 in the morning, excited.
Yeah, I think you're a little too excited.
I may be, but... This game came out this weekend, and I'd heard about it in passing once, called Audio Surf. It's kind of the first game to use all of the Valve's new Steamworks features. It's up on Steam, $10. You can download the demo. The way it works is it'll take any song you have, and it turns into the level. Like that, what's the game Harmonix put on the iPod?
What's it called? Phase.
Phase. It's like that, only... the technology they use to, like, analyze the music is a bajillion times better. Like, the music lines up perfectly. There's two ways of playing it. The one is where there's all these different colors. You're trying to, every time you grab a color, it fills up the bottom three rows, much like a puzzle game, and you're trying to make matches of threes. The other way to play it is where it's either a block is gray or colored, and you're trying to dodge the grays and grab the colors. And it is just fantastic. I mean, as long as you're picking the right music for this game, it is one of those exciting, exhilarating things I've ever played. I absolutely love it. Yeah. I was up till 4:30 in the morning last night playing it.
I was enjoying it. At first, I was playing it with the colors, and it was like a puzzle game. I did not dig that kind of style.
Right.
Because, I mean, you can't...
It's hard to be very strategic with that.
Yeah,
you know.
Just collecting things. I like the gray color thing a lot more.
Right.
And Yeah, like I said, you have to use the right music. Although I think it's a bit, it kind of bums you out how these games are always kind of prejudiced towards slower music, you know?
It's easier, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but
well, one thing that's really cool too is every song has its own leaderboard. Like, and if you're the first to play a song, it creates that leaderboard. And like, I played Holding Out for a Hero from the Shrek 2 soundtrack of all things, and sure enough, there were like five other names on a leaderboard for it.
Nice. But no, it's definitely a lot of fun, and I want to try it some more.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you play?
We
had our Advance Wars.
I was
going
to say, do you want to talk about your crushing defeat? He
got shut up.
He got so mad at me. Okay. So,
you're not telling the story.
I'll tell it. Here we go. So we were at this restaurant we went to the other day, and so I had my DS. I was like, hey, let's do an Advance Wars, you know, hot swap.
I've never played it before.
He's never played. So, I mean, this is not your fault. You
shut up.
You were
just
doing
shut
very
up.
Well.
I was beating you,
yes,
and I was going to beat you.
I was worried. Okay, well, I told him, you know, pick his CO at the beginning. And he picks this guy, Forsyth, who I know, like, he has a pretty good range ability, but no CO power. I have the guy with the CO power that if I activate it, everybody gets healed for 3 points.
Someone tell me how the hell I'm supposed to know about CO powers. The first time I ever looked at an Advanced War screen, he's like, you never said anything about CO powers. You just said pick a commander. And you all of a sudden, you're like,
did you read all that stuff?
I looked at three of them, Edge guy. Three of them, okay? And one of them, I mean, I wasn't going to spend an hour. We were in a line for a restaurant. One of them was like plus points to like, you know,
mobility.
Range attacks. One was plus defense. One was plus attack. I'm like, all right, I'll take plus attack. There's nothing in there about magic powers.
That was the guy in the first Advance Wars. The first guy's ability was the repair. Remember, that's why he had the big wrench.
That was, I thought this game was also, oh, this is so serious now.
Still, yeah.
I didn't know they still had magic. Like, on your CO, everyone plus 3 to health.
Okay, now, that aside, until it got to that point, were you enjoying the game?
Yes, I'm not anymore, though.
I'm sorry.
Ruined by stupid. I mean, that is so unbalanced.
This is funny, because we're sitting there, I got the DS, and here's the music change, and he's like, what's that?
I mean, look, I was on the doorstep of your base, about to take it over, and then all of a sudden it's like, dun, dun, dun. Plus 3 to health to everyone. Like, what the hell is that?
And the only reason I got that war tank is because I would have built something else, but you stood on my factory, so I couldn't build anything, so I was forced to save the funds for it.
That's fantastic. But listen, it's... God, let's just not talk about it. I beat you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never playing that game again, because it's cheap.
Fine.
And unbalanced. God. Let's talk about the weekly game releases, the downloadable game releases first.
Okay.
These are always exciting.
Wii Virtual Console. Harvest Moon for the Super Nintendo.
I like the 64 version a lot.
Yeah.
I haven't played one since then.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've tried a lot since then. I haven't played
We had the PlayStation one,
yeah, that's
too.
What I meant. I had a lot of them, but I never played any of them like the 64 one.
And Lords of Thunder for the TurboGrafx-16 CD-ROM.
Is that another side-scroller?
Side-scrolling shooter.
Jeez, they made a lot of... Okay, just go. It's not worth talking about that.
Xbox Live Arcade, Disc of Tron. Did you try it?
No.
It's awesome.
People are down on it.
Really?
Yeah, it gets reviewed poorly.
It's great.
What the hell?
I played the trial. I loved it.
People like they didn't like the original Tron either when it went to Xbox.
Well, the original Tron had some control problems because they tried to replicate spitting that knob with the right analog stick, and it was kind of weird. But it works perfectly in Disc of Tron.
People can go to hell. Tron is awesome.
And something called Commander's Attack of the Genos. I think it's like some kind of strategy game.
Whatever.
Yeah. PSN, Twisted Metal Head-On came out. Actually, this is PSP, but it's on the PlayStation Network.
Wait, what are you talking? You mean you can just download the game now?
Yeah, they did that with Lumines and Wipeout as well.
Okay, then. Well, that was a fun PSP game.
Yeah, that's the one that's getting re-released in the PS2 now, right? GameTap, which this actually all came out on Tuesday for GameTap because of the holiday weekend, I guess. Sam & Max Season 2, Episode 3, Night of the Raving Dead.
You played any of Season 2?
No.
What the heck? I thought you liked it.
I was going to, like, I know. I haven't had my GameTap subscription.
No.
I was actually going to get it, but then I dumped the $10 on Audio Surf. I might wait another week.
Right.
And something called Gondomania, top-down vertical shooter from the late 80s, an arcade game.
Yeah, that sounds thrilling.
Yep.
Okay. The real games, we got The Club.
I played the demo for this. It's okay.
Chris said he didn't like it.
Yeah.
PC, PS3, Xbox 360, February 19th. Well, I mean, what is it exactly? It sounds like
it sounds like
Fight Club a little.
It's a first person shooter. But the emphasis is basically you try to never stop moving. It's made by the guys who made Project Gotham, and it's really has a lot in common with their racing games. We were trying to keep moving, string together combos of shooting guys. You get more points for headshots, and like when you're not killing someone, the meter's counting down. You have to keep it going. So really, it's not so much about shooter skills and more about finding the best route and memorizing where everything is.
All right, whatever. Need for Speed Pro Street for the PSP, February 18th. Oh. Dynasty Warriors 6, PS3 and 360, February 19th. What, you don't like Dynasty Warriors?
I'm so
sick. We had Dynasty
of it.
Warriors 2 for the PS2. It was a launch game. It's probably the best launch game we bought.
Yeah.
Which doesn't speak well of that launch. FIFA Street 3, 360, PS3, DS.
I have not heard anyone say February a nice 18th. Thing about this game. Although the commercial's say? Cool. It's supposed to be awful.
Really?
But the commercial's cool.
I played the basketball street games back in the day.
Oh, no. NBA Street Home Court is fantastic.
Yeah. Dragon Quest Swords, the Masked Queen, and the Tower of Mirrors. Why is this name so freaking long?
I don't know.
The Masked Queen and the Tower. Well, I can't just pick the Masked Queen or Tower of Mirrors. You can't have both. But this is like that slash.
The sword, yeah.
It reminds me of like just like a plug-and-play game we had that was like for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's kind of what it is. And from what I've heard of the Japanese version, it's about as accurate.
No, okay. Apollo Justice Ace Attorney for the DS, February 19th. Woohoo.
Very excited is Michael.
Fourth edition of the Ace Attorney franchise.
Does Phoenix Wright show up in the game at least?
He does.
Oh, that's
He shows up in the demo that's online even.
Oh, really?
He's like retired now from.
Huh,
it's kind of sad. History Channel, Battle for the Specific, PS3, whatever.
This is already out on 360 and PC and it's supposed to be
Cabal
the worst thing ever.
Online, February 21st. What the heck is this?
I think it's a Korean MMO.
Yeah, good luck with that. MX versus ATV Untamed for Wii, February 18th.
Oh, no,
that's
they're
been
still
out for
untamed.
A while. Pimp My Ride, February 19th for the Wii. That would be amusing to watch.
Hey, my horsey and me is still here.
Oh, goody, my horsey and me, February 19th. In the Guild Universe, February 19th, PC, it's just
The compilation of the Guild series.
Right.
People like those.
The Guild? You mean the... it looked like Guild Wars or something.
No, it's not Guild Wars. It's the Guild. It's some kind of strategy game.
All right, let's look at the 4-on-1 or 4-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on in 4-on-1 games? First off, the top 10 list.
Top 10 N64
by
games.
By Derek Robbins. Yeah, top the 10th hour. Okay, first we got WWF No Mercy.
I know I played WCW versus NWO a lot.
This was the guys who made that, basically. They suddenly got bought out by these guys. I think that's what happened. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure. But I think...
Hey, Edge is in it. And Cena. They were around back then?
Those are creator wrestlers. There's no way they were not in it.
Oh, I was
Edge
say.
Might have been, but I don't think he was a character. Although that... What the hell is this?
What's what?
Well, that stage doesn't even look... That looks like a newer stage.
I don't know.
I think this is like a rumor picture. I don't know if this is a picture of.
Yeah.
Because there was a rumor of like a remake with an updated roster coming on the Virtual
Which
Console.
Derek said he hopes happens.
All right. But I didn't play a whole lot of that. 9, Super Smash Brothers,
Woo!
The original. Yeah, this original isn't nearly as good as Melee.
Yeah, it's got some nostalgia.
Yeah. 8, Banjo-Tooie. I didn't play Banjo-Tooie, I played Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, it was okay as far as, like, the rare collect-a-thons go.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was...
The abilities you
had
were
cool. It was, like, a 64 clone. It was better than Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah.
7, Paper Mario. I enjoyed that game a lot.
Yes.
Not as good as the second one, but... Perfect Dark, alright. Me and you, we... A lot
this
of people love these games. Me and AJ don't.
Is the only game to ever make me motion sick.
I feel bad dissing on it because me and you agree and we both hate it and there's no one here to defend it.
Well, here's the thing. Because it had... He's showing a picture with that Nintendo 64 expansion RAM cart thing. Because, like, it was either you played it in low-res mode without it and everything was so blurry you couldn't see. Or you played it in high-res mode, but, like, the frame rate was so awful and just that made you sick, too. And then it had that fishbowl cam, which was basically like, hey, we want you to throw up right now.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. Speaking of games I didn't enjoy, Conker's Bad Fur Day is number 5.
Yeah, this fell flat with me.
A lot of people liked it. It was like a game with adult humor that played like a kiddie game to me. Number 4, Ocarina of Time. Yeah, you know. Everyone loves that. Star Fox 64.
Oh, that's my favorite 64 game.
I love Star
Fox
game. 64.
I love that. He has a picture of Fox McCloud trying to shoot someone with a gun, and his caption is, "Get back in your ship, idiot." That is so true. Because Star Fox DS was pretty good.
It was okay.
When he stays in his R-Wing, it's great.
Even then, it was too far away from the formula. Like, why can't they just be on-rail shooters? Number 2, Mario 64.
Great game.
Probably not my pick. And number 1 is Majora's Mask, which I never got far enough into. I always
I
got confused.
Hate games that have you on timers like that. It's especially in a Zelda game. A Zelda game, I like to take my time and explore.
His honorable mentions are GoldenEye, Donkey Kong 64, Banjo-Kazooie, F-Zero X.
I love F-Zero X.
Mario Kart 64, and Kirby 64, the Crystal Shards.
Which I didn't even know existed until I
brought up the other day, and you didn't think it existed.
I don't remember that at all.
That's good to know.
Well done, sir.
But also, we got the Nintendo files talking about Spore, Wii Sports 2 rumors, you know, all that fun stuff. That's from Theo Frazier.
Okay, he's back.
Theo Frazier's back. And there's a full circle by me. It's all the 360 news. Oh, speaking of that, I covered a major news story on there we didn't talk about.
No, what's that?
Vigilante 8 is going to be released on Xbox Live Arcade.
Which one is Vigilante 8?
Remember that? It was that car combat game for the PlayStation that was like a direct ripoff of Twisted Metal
with
the school bus?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, where the hell did this come from? It's like a remake.
Nice.
Vigilante 8. What? Whatever.
Huh.
James McGee's looking at the greatest game heroes. It looks like this time he's talking about Lara Croft and Tomb Raider. Sonic? What are you talking about? I was looking at
Lara Croft, Sonic, and others, it says.
Oh, usually he was doing one at a time. But I guess he got Lara Croft and Sonic and maybe some others this time.
Go read it and find out.
Yes. Look at this. Working title by Jordan Williams. Games that need a sequel, part two. We'll see about this. Well, first off, Conker's Bad Fur Day is one of them.
That's games that don't need a sequel. Quit clicking things.
Games that don't?
Yeah.
Oh, I did read this. I read the first one. Oh, yeah. That's more interesting. Don't need a sequel. But look, the thing says games that need a sequel. Oh, so these are ones who don't need a sequel, then?
Games that need sequels, part two, the games that don't need sequels.
Okay. Well, I agree with him that Conker's Bad Fur Day doesn't need a sequel, but maybe not for the same reason he might think. Mario Party, yeah, goes without saying.
Yeah, there's enough of those.
Portal, nah.
I agree.
You know, yeah, I want the Portal gun to be something else.
Right, but there should not be a Portal 2.
Right. But, you know, go read that. It looks interesting. Looks like good stuff there. And, you know, there's lots of other things to go check out for.
As always.
So make sure you go check it out. All right. I think that's about it.
Yep. We made it.
We made it. A little short this week. We got the pay-per-view coming up, though. No Way Out.
Oh, man.
It's going to be exciting. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel podcast brought to you by 411 Mania. Of course, you can check out our blog at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. What?
You know, if you listen to this, you'd be going like every 5 seconds.
Not every 5 seconds. I doubt it's every 5 seconds.
Smack your lips a lot.
I smack them. What?
You also don't chew with your mouth shut.
That's not true.
That's 100% true.
Not true. I'll keep an eye at mine on that.
Okay.
I'm leaving now.
All right. Bye, everyone.